Whiskey Tango Quebec.
QCQ CQ, this is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHM or Net Control. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KQ4WHM or Net Control. High volume, didn't hear anything, so we'll go ahead and work on our roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and your signal to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Basically, if you got anything to say, let me know and I'll mark you down and come back. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with the India through Lima group once we get done with the pre-net check-ins. So India through Lima, go ahead and get ready on your mics. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge the folks that checked in on the website at brars.cc using the pre-net check-in. That said, Net Control would like to recognize KC4PLT, that's Richard and Flowery Branch, KF4CKT, KF4CKT, that's John and Honey Path, KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia, NC9V, that's Leon in Hendersonville, KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville, W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, W4FCM, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, that's Isla, and Isla is in Traveler's Rest as well. AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. K4GAT, that's Mike in Simpsonville. KN4RJN, that's John in Browns Summit, North Carolina. W4IOE, that's Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And KQ4ZWS, that's Christine in Traveler's Rest. Net Control would like to recognize each and one of those pre-net check-ins done on the website each and every day. You can do that. If you don't have time to join us online, RF or Echo Link, feel free to join via the website. All right, with that, let's go into the RF portion. We got no Echo Link stations right now. So we'll go to the India through Lima group, I through L. Please call KQ4WHM or Net Control.
You said I through L. KQ4WHM. Kilo India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI, just got home. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table.
Andy, I did say I through L, India through Lima. So while I've got the mic, I'll go ahead and recognize one of my favorite voices on the air, KI4LZI. That's Andy. And welcome and joining to the first time I think you've joined me live on the net. So this is my fourth time calling the net as net control, and glad to hear your voice joining us tonight. Anyone else in the India through Lima group, I through L, go ahead and call KQ4WHN or net control.
4WHN. 10 Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
You might want to try again. It sounds like about half of your RF was making it out of the antenna. There on that, Larry, I did hear you. Know what I heard there, but I'll take this moment to recognize KK4JBQ, that's Larry, along with KC4MFK, that's Donna, his wife, and they are both in Greer. Anyone else in the India through Lima, I through L, call KQ4WHN or net control.
Romeo, 4, Delta, Bravo, Romeo, KR4DBR. This is Bo and Easley. I'll be hanging around for right you.
Control would like to recognize KR4DBR. That's Bo and Easley. And I got you down for right you. Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the I through L group, India through Lima, call KQ4WHN or net control. That means it's time to move on to the next group. That's Mike through Papa, M through P. If the first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Mike through Papa, M through P, call KQ4WHN or net control. Charles.
Mark, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both at Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's West Shoals and should be negative and negative.
KK4ONO, Lorena, along with her husband, K4OIM, Rick. I heard Rick. I wrote Rick down. Rick didn't make it in the log. I'm not sure how. But anyway, following along with KM4MOQ, that's Michelle by telephone relay. She's in Ware Shoals. And then finally, I've got K4OIM, that's Walt, out of Inman, one of my favorite places to visit. And then I've got KO4PXB, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Lorraine, if you come back with me one more time for Rick's call sign, I don't know where it went, but I pushed the wrong button.
Hey, Mark,
it's
no problem. KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick.
KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, that's Rick. Thank you so much. I've got him in the log now. Something Something with the keyboard and my eagerness to change something apparently got that deleted. But I appreciate you coming back and dealing with that for me. Appreciate your patience. Anyone else in the Mike Through Papa group, M through Flea, M through P, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Big pause. I guess we got everybody in that group. Let's go ahead and move on to Quebec through Tango, Q through T. If that is the first letter F, the number in your call sign, please call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Q4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. That's Bill and Calpin. I'll be negative and negative.
Here's the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And control would like to recognize N0TR, that's Tom. He's in Greer, along with KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's in Liberty. And then my last one in that group is KK4TRJ. That's Bill. He's in Calvin's. All right, folks. Anyone else in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. I think we got them all. Let's move to the bottom of the list, the group that is my favorite because my letter is a W. Folks, we're talking about the U through Z group, Uniform through Zulu. If your first letter after the number in your call sign starts with Uniform through Zulu, call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
4WHN. Nice to hear you this evening. Thank you for calling the net, and hello to everyone else. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane, in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
UHN. In Kilo, Quebec, 4, Whiskey, Juliet, Tango, KQ4WJT. I'm mobile in Greenville. This is Seth, and I'll be in and out tonight.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative. 73.
This is Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net Control would like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane in Cleveland. Thank you, sir, for checking in. I appreciate you coming and spending some time with us. Always good to hear your voice. KQ4WJT, that's Seth. He's mobile, and he's rolling around Greenville. Be careful. There's always a lot of crazy people out there on the road, sir. I've been one of those. Also, checking in KO4YHY, that's Jim. Thanks, Jim, for coming in and checking in with us. And the last in that group is KO4WTQ. Well, that's Greg, and he's in Greer. Thank you one and all for checking in. Anyone else in the Uniform through Zulu group, call KQ4WHN or Net Control. It's quietness. Quietness means we move on. Moving on to the Alpha through Delta group. Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to check in. Anyone in the Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KQ4WHN. Or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. New Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry, Carolina, negative and negative. Good evening.
KQ4WHN. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4WHN, or net control. Thanks for calling the net. Now please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, that's Gary. Also Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
And Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Oscar India, KR4DOI. This is Clark. I'm mobile through Powdersville tonight. Good to be here. And I'll be negative and negative 73.
Please check in, Tom. Kilo Romeo 4, Bravo Lima X-ray. I'm in Greenville, and I'd like to stick around for the rag chew. I have a couple of questions I wanted to ask. I see if any of the local folks could help me as I'm trying to work on my HF, and I'm working on a 1985 Kenwood TS-130, and I could use a little help with some, give me some feedback on how my reception is. I've got great reception, but I'm working on my transmission. So if anybody wants to give me some help on the HF, I'll be listening to get any tips and advice. Thank you.
You and me both, Tom. I got you marked for the rag chew portion. We'll get you there. KR4, I think you said KR4DOI. You were mobile, and I was unable to find you in the system. Could you confirm your call for me one more time?
Sir, it is Kilo Romeo 4 Delta Oscar India. My name is Clark. I was just licensed last week, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but...
Probably part of it. It's a fresh call sign that hadn't made the database yet. So welcome to the hobby. You are the first one that I've had in my month-long reign of terror on the waves here doing that control that has not come into the database. And I did update it on Monday, so I will call that a first one. But welcome, Clark. I'm going to figure out how to get you in here regardless, and we'll sally forth from there. Anyone else in the Alpha through Delta group, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
W4DJW, I'd like to request a quick QSO with Clark.
It's your time.
Thanks, Mark. KR4DOI, W4DJW, you still there, Clark?
I am, yes. I'm mobile, so I went through a little bit of a dead zone there, but I'm still here.
Okay, I did the same thing Mark did, and I've been working on getting daily refreshes from the FCC site, and I've been watching QRZ, who gets daily refreshes, and they're all showing Matthew Simmons as having your call and current. And Matthew Simmons lives in Norris, South Carolina. And you're not in any of the updates or any of the – are you absolutely sure that you've got your call correct?
Yes, for the confusion, I am Matthew Simmons. My address is in Norris, but I'm currently living in Greenville, so that I can see why that would be really confusing. So my name is Matthew Simmons. I go by Clark, which is my middle name, so that would be where the confusion is.
Okay, it's been tripping up most of the net controllers, me included, because normally we can get a refresh, or normally we can get an update, or normally we can check QRZ and they get the updates as well. But none of that was working for any of us, so appreciate you clarifying that for everybody, Matthew. W4DJW, I'll let you turn it back over to net control. Back to you, Mark.
Good, sir. I will... make a note manually for Clark. Clark, again, welcome to the hobby. One of those weird things where not everything is synced up yet, but I'm sure that'll catch up in time. Final call for the Alpha through Delta group. Anyone with the A through D in their call sign we haven't caught yet, go ahead. Call KQ4WHN or Net Control. Silence means we're going to move on. We're going to start working on the Echo through Hotel group, E through H. If you'd like to check in, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
KQ4WHN. Mark and all of that. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HKX. That's Patrick. I am mobile up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling that, sir.
4WHM. Mark, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN Harry in Candler, North Carolina, and I will be negative tonight, Mark. Thanks.
Right, this is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Net Control would like to catch up on some of his recognition because he got distracted. But we're going to go through here and say KR4 ACR. That's Terry. He's in Moore. We've got W4 DJW. That's Dave, our friendly Net Control coordinator. He's in Greer. Thank you, Dave, for squaring us away with Clark. Definitely hadn't had that one happen before, and it's a weird one to be sure when you don't have the databases that agree. I've got KI4 DOS. That's Gary, who's making fun of me, saying my call sign or Net Control. I heard you, Gary. Along with his pretty little bride, K3JOY. They are both in Easley. We've got one of our newest hams, KR4 DOY. That's Clark. Again, Clark, welcome. This is a fun hobby. Hopefully you'll have as much fun as I am. Moving on, I've got KO4 HKX. That's Patrick. He's in Penrose. It sounds like he was mobile, so be careful driving around up there, Patrick. And then the last in this group here I've got is KC4 EZN. That's Harry. He's in Candler. And he's joining us tonight. Thanks for joining us tonight, Harry. Anyone else in the India through Lima group? I'm sorry, anyone else in the Echo through Hotel group? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. That silence means it's time to go to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, anyone anywhere wants to check in, you haven't done so, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Check in, Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, that's KI4, KCX, my name is Jerry, my location is Freeport, South Carolina, just check us in and out tonight, thank you for calling the net.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net, and Net Control would like to recognize KI4 KCX, that's Jerry in Greycourt, thanks for joining us, Jerry. I always like to hear voices that I don't think I've heard yours before. So if I have, I apologize. But thanks for coming in and checking in with us this evening. We'll go with that. You know, I was doing great till that point. Anyone else? Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha. Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
KC4 SKD Larry, KG4 AHS Rhonda. We're in Easley. No traffic, no wreck to you tonight, and I'm bringing my brothers by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall in Asheville, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek, South Carolina. So hope you and everybody else is having a good evening. KC4SKD.
Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I take some time to recognize KO4JKV. That's Duncan up in Asheville. One of our net controllers, Duncan. Good to hear your voice, sir. I've got KC4SKD. That's Larry. Along with KG4AHS. That's Rhonda. Both out of Easley. Along with N9TEC. That's Randall. And KF4GGF, that's Charlie, down in Easley. Okay, anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
Check.
Go ahead, recheck.
Or KC4 CX. I was listening a few minutes before I check in and you was doing...
Jerry, you cut out there. Can you try again? KI-4KCX, you cut out. KI-4KCX, this is KQ-4W. I don't know what happened there, but if you can come back in later, please come back and let's do that recheck, because I'm not sure, but you disappeared from the net here. Let's see if we can put a pin in this. Anyone else, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, you want to check in, please call KQ-4WHN or net control.
Control. Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa, Tom, Tacoma, in and out.
The Ridge 2 Internet, net control would like to recognize KD4TWP, that's Tom in Tacoma. Thanks for calling in and checking in with us this evening, sir. Thank you very much. I think that's going to be it, unless anyone else has a check-in. We're going to go ahead and shut down the formal portion of the net. Any of the final check-ins, A through Z, call KQ4WHN or net control. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for all checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rank 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rank 2s. I've got two on the list for comments or questions tonight. Going to go ahead and start off with the one that's been waiting patiently. That's KR4DVR. Bo, did you have a question or a comment for us tonight? Go ahead and call KQ4WHN or net control.
DVR, I didn't have a comment. I was just trying to learn anything I can. I'm going to hang around and see what I can learn. Thank you.
Well, let me back up. Did I get your call sign right? Because I called one and you, I think you said another one. Would you give me your call sign one more time, please?
KR4DVR.
Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. You got to hang around and listen. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. So then we did have one that had questions. And that was, I believe, I have it marked for Clark. Clark, was that UKR4DOI?
No, sir. No, sir. I'm just hanging around as well just to see what I can learn and just listening in.
Please comment.
Hey, Mark. Thank you. This is Tom in Greenville, and I am KR4BLX, and I think I called right in after Clark, and so it was kind of confusing there. So, yeah, I had a comment about, I know this is a 2-meter net. I'm working on some HF things, and honestly, I'm just looking for somebody in this group that might also be doing HF that could connect with me on frequencies, whichever band works. I can do 20, 40, or 80, or 10, and just kind of let me test out my equipment. I'm working on a 1985 model Kenwood TS-130SE, and I've got my radio. Gosh, I can hear everything. I mean, all over, but I'm having a hard time knowing if I'm getting any transmission out. I think I am, but just I'm looking for a contact to QSO locally on HF to help me fine-tune my HF rig. Over.
So that may be one of the harder things to ask for on a 2-meter net, because you may be too close to somebody that you can find here. But I will open the floor to anyone that has a comment on how he might be able to do that with somebody that close to him here in the Greenville area. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
WHN. Mark, I'll give it a shot.
Do. That's one of those things I think you're going to be in anybody's head unless you're doing Nevis.
You got that close enough to answer that question yourself. HF, for an answer, one answer, let's put it that way, maybe, to this question is that HF acts differently than 2 meters. 2 meters is, the signal is line of sight, meaning it travels in a straight line, pretty much straight from your antenna, horizontally vertically. It doesn't do vertically, which is a problem. Now, HF does do vertical emission from your antenna. And so it goes up to the ionosphere and bounces. It takes a bounce, and that gives you distance, but it also puts people close to you in what's understood as an RF shadow. A skip zone is another name for that. Now, I can tell you, before we get too involved, and I want others to have a chance to answer this too, if they will, one fix for this is to use a unique antenna, an NPIS, standing for Near Incident Vertical Sky Wave. Near incident, this is a mathematical term, meaning that it goes vertical and hits the ionosphere, some part of your signal hits the ionosphere and reflects off of that layer of the atmosphere, giving you a jump. So that takes you for a distance, you know, away, but it also skips over the person that might be local to you. Now, when we're talking radio transmissions and distance, let's understand that we're talking hundreds of miles. The skip zone, that zone where you cannot be heard close to you, can be anywhere from at your feet to several hundred miles away. So there's the answer to your question, and I hope I got that said well enough. Otherwise, I'll ask, did you pick up on that? KK4JBQ.
Alex here, yes. Was that Larry, I think? Did I recognize the voice?
This is Larry. I am... What voice I have left is all yours.
Yeah, Tom here again. That's great. I appreciate that. You know, I tell you, when I first... I got my license in technical in February, my general in March, and I called into one of the local clubs and just asked for advice, and they said, just get the test behind you and then figure out how it all works. And I thought that was kind of strange, but that seems like that's what most people do, and that's kind of what I'm doing. Yeah, and I've got incredible range, and this is an older unit. It's 100 watts. It's, I mean, it's bigger than this 50-watt Yaesu VHS, but... I mean, it sounds like some of the units that are out there I'm listening to are, you know, pretty massive, 400, 500, 1200 watts. And so I just can't get a transmission confirmation or QSO. But I'm hearing people. In fact, I think what happened today was what I studied on the test is tropospheric ducting, because for about 20 minutes I was getting in a net on 20 meter calling in from Switzerland, and boy, it was busy. Everybody was calling into that one, but I've picked up folks from Phoenix to Cincinnati to Chicago to New York to Florida, and so I listened to all of those, but and I'm okay listening to a lot of it. I know 100 watts is only so much for that kind of business, but I just want to be sure my radio's sending signals out. And so it sounds like there are some dedicated QSO frequencies within each band, and I've written that down, and I get on those, and I call those QSOs frequently, but I haven't had any responses, so I'm just double-checking to be sure I'm doing everything right. This is Tom, KR4BLX.
This is Mark, KQ4WHN. I turned on my ICOM 7300 yesterday as I finished up my work day, and just for fun, spun the dial just to see what I could hear, and in the 10 meter space, which I don't normally go into for whatever reason. I've got a, I'm one of those guys with an HOA antenna under my roof, and I don't have a lot of great luck with certain frequencies, but for whatever reason yesterday I got into the 10-meter space and I saw my waterfall was jumping around in a particular area, and sure enough, it was a guy calling in a contest in Brazil. And you talk about 100 watts won't get you very far. Well, I was at 80 watts dialed up into my my machine, and I called out to him, and I wasn't the first guy he heard, but I was the second. So even with my compromised antenna under the roof and only pushing 80 watts, not that there's a huge difference between 80 and 100, he was able to hear me. And then just a few minutes later, I saw somebody else on the waterfall in the 10-meter space, and it was somebody else contesting in Argentina. So north-south is kind of the way my antenna's oriented, and it was a good day for 10-meter north-south yesterday. So I will tell you, sometimes it takes persistence and patience. But if you can hear them and your radio is functional, they should be able to hear you. I would say keep trying.
I appreciate that. What I've connected to this unit is a 30-foot wire in my attic also, and it runs from one end to the other, and it also goes north and south. So if I remember correctly, that should optimize my east to west reception and transmission. But it was picking up pretty well north and south today is also over.
East west is not great, because that's the direction my antenna is traveling from one end to the other. So I get, as far as Texas and Oklahoma, I've heard Arizona. On special nights, I've heard Europe. During one contest, I heard and talked to actually did a QSO with somebody in Russia and Italy. So it depends a lot on the atmosphere, a lot more than anything else that we have control over. But it's amazing what you can do with just a little bitty radio and just a quick chunk of wire.
Okay.
Ed.
Here, N4ZLK. I was going to ask the station there. I forgot his name. I'm kind of listening and doing other stuff. I was going to ask him if he had 80-meter capabilities. And then he said he was on a 30-foot piece of wire, and I don't know if he could do 80 meters with that. The station, the other station, the KR4 station, is it an actual antenna that's designed or cut for a frequency, or is it just a piece of wire that you've just hooked up just to receive?
Flex, Tom here. Yeah, the that wire is a 30-foot HF antenna I bought from DX Engineering for around $90, and it seemed to be about the right fit for the 20-meter. And then I figured it would at least be in a multiple of a pattern that might work for the 40-meter and then maybe the 80. So I can hear 40-meter very well. I mean, 80-meter very well. I can pick up a lot. But I don't know if reception equals transmissions. And, Mark, I'm glad to hear that 100 watts. I feel kind of anemic when I'm listening to these big radios, so I'm glad to know that I'm still in the game. I just need to be patient and keep working it.
Keep going, Shane.
Is this an NFED 20-meter antenna, Tom?
It's NFED and inside. I didn't hear you clearly, but it's NFED. And I've got the bottom of that little transistor grounded to a copper grounding source in the attic, where I've got some other things grounded. I wondered if that was a good thing, but I felt like it was. But I wondered if I was causing any interference through that.
This is just a little bit of experience. I don't know that you'll do well on 40 and 80 with only a 30-foot. Definitely not 80. It's possible you could get 40 with a tuner. I don't know if you're running a tuner or not. If it's sounds like it is cut for 20, you might do well on 10 with that as well. I've got 130-foot wire in fed that I run 80 meters on. I've got a dipole that's about 40 feet long, somewhere in that range, 30 to 40, It's kind of a dipole. It's different. It's not technically a true dipole, and it's fed with NFED. I mean, with ladder line. I'm sorry. And that comes at a 90-degree angle, and that's part of the radiation too. But it will not work 80 meters at all. I can hear perfectly. It doesn't take much to hear. You can hear with a little, you know, piece of metal sticking up in the air 6 to 8, 6 inches. You can pick up signals, but transmitting is another thing. And this time of night, for 20 meters, and even in the daytime, it probably would not be able to make a contact with anybody this close, unless it's what they call ground wave. If you're close enough where you're signaling, whenever you transmit on the HF, you get some of the signal travels on the ground. It's called ground wave. It's kind of like what the CB signal does, you know, when truckers are going down the interstate. And then the majority of your signal is a skip signal that Larry was talking about. It bounces off of the atmosphere and back down. So unless you can get a ground wave contact with somebody that's pretty close, you probably won't be able to talk with anybody unless conditions are just perfectly right. And that would probably be in the daytime, but on 20 meters. But again, it's not all scientific. It's just a lot of experience and a lot of propagation, or, you know, how the bands are doing at the time. They've been pretty bad the last few days, apparently. So I hope that helps. I was going to offer to try to work you on 80 meters, but I don't think you'll be able to on that 30-foot NFED. And 4ZLK.
4WHN. Yeah, the other thing that you might consider there, I think you said this was a unit from the 80s, in which case you don't have some of the more magical things that the newer units have, like tuners on board the radio and some other things. You may be running into issues where you're just not getting the resonance of the antenna where it needs to be. So there may be some additional units that you want to plug in between you and the antenna to kind of make that signal better. But without knowing more about the base unit that you're running, that's just some guesses as to some ideas that might help out there. But you never know. You try different things. That's the one bit of advice that I kept getting was, hey, try it. If it doesn't work, change something. And that is absolutely the best advice that I've gotten, bar none, short of you really ought to get into ham radio. So would encourage you to do that.
That advice, the unit did come with a Kenwood tuner, separate. It's not built in, and that seems to be functioning fine. And so I've been actually was able to download a manual and work on that. And so my final question to you would be, I know you probably, if you're looking at the more digital radios today in waterfall, you can kind of see where there's activity. But when you're looking for a QSO on HF, is there a particular QSO frequency for any given band that you'll tend to go to reach out for QSOs, or do you just look for activity or use the scan button, or this model, my radio didn't have scan or waterfall, so I understand that there's a few QSO frequencies within each band that you can sort of use to get started and try to reach out and make contacts. Have you had any experience or insight about that?
I would suggest you look into the POTA tracking website, POTA.app. So that's Papa Oscar Tango Alpha dot Alpha Papa Papa, POTA.app. And go in, sign in for an account there. Even if you're not doing POTA, you can use that to track the folks that are. And you can know who's out there, who's active, who's been spotted recently, and what frequency they're operating on. And everybody that's listed on there would love to hear from you, and they're going to do all they can to bring you in and register a QSO. So POTA.app would be my first thought as to folks that you can actively go out and try and find on various frequencies that might be willing and eager to talk to you at any point.
Great, I've written that down, and I'll be hanging around and listening and learning as I try to always do, and I really appreciate everybody's help and insight into this. It's been a great project. I can't call it a hobby because I'm going to spend more time on my radio now than my work, But it's been fun, and I appreciate all you all are doing on the nets and the opportunity to learn. And I will just tell you that you may know my son Russell in Hendersonville has been on some of the nets, and I have another son who's in Denver who actually called in on EchoLink not long ago. He just got his license 2 weeks ago. So we've been having a good time with ham radio, and I'll be hanging around and listening. Thank you. Over.
My experience came after Helene. I decided after decades of putting it off that I was, by goodness, by God, going to get my ham radio ticket. And I did that in October for my technician and in November for my general. And I'm not displeased with how far I've come. I've still got way too much to learn, but I'm able to actually to do different things, and I'm taking on some responsibilities. I'm getting my club memberships current. I'm debating whether I need to join the ARRL. It just, you know, other things to spend money and consume time that I probably don't need to do. But glad that you're here and asking the questions, because it's always interesting, I think, for everybody to have the mental exercise. The other really nice thing about the KR4 folks is that it makes me feel like I have some level of experience that I can share, because up until not too long ago, I was the guy with all the questions, and I've still got a lot of questions, but I actually have some answers now, I guess I should say. While we're in the break here, let's go ahead and acknowledge one pre-net check-in that kind of snuck in after I got started. That's KQ4ZWS Christine in Traveler's Rest. Christine, you snuck in under the wire, and I found it just here recently. So thank you for checking in on the website. I wanted to make sure I acknowledge you. Well, while we're doing that, anyone else, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, you want to check in with the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call KQ4WHN or Net Control. No check-ins. Anyone else have a comment, question, or thought that you want to bring out to the net? Please call KQ4WHN or Net Control.
WHN. KR4DOI, this is Clark again. I wanted to call in. I wanted to apologize again for the confusion that I've given you guys the last couple nights, I guess. I wonder, should I be checking in as Matthew? Or, you know, I normally go by Clark, which is my middle name. I just wanted to know. I wanted to be as courteous as I could be when I'm checking in on the net. And also just to say that I also appreciate the RagTube portion. It's been great to be able to hang out for a little while. I have to work Monday and Tuesday nights until 9 o'clock, and it seems like most of the club meetings are on Monday nights, and I've found myself unable to make it out to any of those, and so it's good to be able to at least get some knowledge on here, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, glad you could be part of the experience. I have the same issue with travel. It seems like every time there's a club meeting, I've either forgotten to put it on my calendar, or I'm on a plane somewhere to go see a customer, so I have kind of the same issue. Be aware that a lot of the clubs, particularly in this area, do their meetings via Zoom. So if you can kind of sneak in a set of earbuds and plug into the Zoom network with your mobile device, you might be able to grab some stuff that way. I'm not sure if anybody's publishing recordings of the meetings, but I'd like to maybe see that at some point, because that would be super helpful for me as well. But for your question on, you know, should you be calling yourself Matthew instead of Clark, no, I wouldn't worry about that. Everybody has to put their legal name on the documents with the FCC, and we're doing lookups based on the FCC database, and that's where QRZ pulls it. You just tell us what you want to be called. We'll work with that. But until that starts ingesting into the system, which may be a few more days yet, don't worry about it. We'll work on it until then. So just let everybody know that it's going to be confusing for the first couple of times, and we'll get through.
Sounds good. I really appreciate your patience, and I appreciate all you guys. I'm really having a lot of fun with the hobby. I've been wanting to get into it for years. So I'm just excited that I've finally, you know, pl-
pulled the trigger and got my technician license. Hopefully going to upgrade to my general soon as well. But I'm going to have, but I just, I'm really grateful to be able to listen in, and I appreciate you guys. 73.
Bobby, once again, Clark, like I said, it wasn't that long ago that I joined up, so you won't find a better group of people in any hobby anywhere. There's a lot of folks here that want to help, and definitely love to share some of their wisdom when time permits. So, KR4DOI, this is KQ4WHM. Anyone else want to check in, we'll go ahead and put a pin in this and call it a night. I don't think we've got anybody else that has any comments. But any check-ins, any comments, call KQ4WHM or Net Control.
Net Control. KF4YKX, Gary and Easley. Good evening.
If you got a good net going tonight, if you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville. And just a real quick comment on Clark there. Yeah, Clark, use the name you're used to. People will get used to your name and your call sign. So, yeah, the FCC, is, as Mark was saying, you know, you got to put your legal name in there. But we all kind of go by our normal name that they get called throughout the day. But, Clark, glad you were able to get that straightened out. Heard Dave come in a little while ago. And, Mark, got you straightened out in the log. I had the same problem on Saturday night. So, again, it happens on occasion, so it should be all good. But, Clark, good to hear you. Come back and check in as often as you can. Mark, appreciate you calling the net for us. I'll go ahead and clear out. No additional traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Wanted to take time to recognize KF4YKX. It's probably 10 o'clock. Well, just after 10 o'clock now. My goodness, we're going on and on. So thanks for checking in with us, Gary. And AK4HR, Mike, out of Simpsonville. Mike, appreciate your comments and your checking in with me here on a Tuesday. Anyone else need to check in? Anyone else have a comment? Call KQ4WHM or Net Control. One final time. Anyone have a comment, question, or need to check in? We're going to call it quits here at 4 minutes past the hour. Call KQ4WHM or Net Control. Nothing heard. Stand by for my net reports. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Last week I mentioned someone else's name when I knew darn well it was going to be Gary with us tomorrow night. Gary is our Wednesday night net controller. That's KI4DOS. He's going to be running the net tomorrow. Please join him. I'm sure he would love to hear your voice. This is KQ4WHN, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s to all, and good night.
Good net, Mark. Thanks for calling it, W4DJW.
As always, sir, thanks for the opportunity to do that. KQ4WHN.